Well, good morning, audio boo. Sergeant Survey Stream here. And welcome to Bourneville. We're having a walk round Bourneville Chocolate Factory. Just gone out 30 on Sunday, the 3rd of November. It's a beautifully sunny day. Quite cold this morning. There's not really a cloud in the sky. The sun's still quite low in the sky as well. So I need to get out of the house for a walk. I've been stuck at work all week in a factory. On my feet for 9 or 10 hours a day. So we're just turning into the Bourneville station for Cadbury World, it says. Not sure there's any trains this time of day. There's somebody on the platform, so I'm guessing there's possibly one due. So we're now on in between the Cross City Line railway and the Worcester and Birmingham Canal. They basically both go to the southwest. The Worcester and Birmingham Canal eventually ends up at Worcester and then goes on to Gloucester and eventually to the River Severn and the Bristol Channel. Not sure if you can hear that hum. Quite quiet. That's a big substation. And a few years ago it caught fire. Going back about 10 years, I think, I suppose. So we're just going beyond the station. Yeah, so I'm on a bit of a ramble. So it's such a beautiful morning, I couldn't really stay in the house. I was up at 6:30. So I've done a small job at the snooker club. I've walked to Bourneville Snooker Club, where I'm a member. One of the storage heaters doesn't work in the gents' toilet. So I was attempting to have a quick fiddle with the controls before I condemn it and we have to get a new one. The storage is, you have to turn them on the night before so they can charge up on the cheap rate of electricity, and this one didn't charge up, so it's quite old. It's probably 30, 40 years old, so it's probably due a new one anyway. So but now the sun's come out, got some barges moored up on the moorings just to go past, and they've got the coal fires going on the stoves. It'll be for coal there. So I'm heading towards Birmingham City Centre, which is kind of northwest. There's a walk up this canal. And it's around the back of the cabbage factory. And we're coming to a point where, at one point, a long time ago, Cadbury's had their own internal railway, just shipping the goods in and out. I'm not quite sure where the junction is. Oh, there's a heron there. Looking at the dugger on the other side of the canal. I'm not on good look. It's a big long beak. What a magnificent beast that is. It's flown away now. Yes, we've come up to this junction. I'm not quite sure where the actual junction was, but you can hear the roar of the fans of the factory. I've just gone round the front of the factory. from Bulwell Green, and one of the extractor fans was going on. I've got a nice big lung full of chocolatey smell. What a fantastic smell that is. I alluded to that in my Bulwell Walks booth the other day, Bulwell Green. It's been there about 2 or 3 foot from the railway. I can see the old buildings of the Cadburys. I'm not sure what chocolate they make here. I think it's dairy milk and fruit and nuts and things like that. So we're going to keep on walking. Mr. Aaron's settled down again. He's going to keep flying off as I walk past him. Just stay still, I can walk past him. Very graceful bird. I know they nick people's garden fish. No chap on it. He's wanting exercise. Trying to keep out of his way.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. There's a woman. I need some new glasses. This towpath's quite popular with the runners. I suppose it's flat and it's long and there's not much traffic. A few ducks on the canal there. I'll just pull over again.
Thanks.
Okay. I've forgotten there's on the as you go past on the train, any of you have been into Birmingham, out of Birmingham, there's a piece of grass with Bourneville written on it. I'll see if I can get that into the shot. I'm going to take a picture of the Buart. Set into the grass in white letters. Yeah, so it's finally nice to get out for a walk. It'd be nice to live near some hills, but I do enjoy these urban walks, I'll be honest. Especially not that hot today. Early Sunday morning. Charms of Bourneville Carillion. So that's it, really. A bit of rambly boo. Not much going on. In a couple of weeks, I'm off to. You know, so to the classic car show. My uncle's coming down, he lives in Carlisle. So we've been going to that now for 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years possibly. He's currently rebuilding an old Morris 8 open top tourer, they call it. 1937 vintage. It's been in his garage since 1964 or 5, something like that. Hasn't been on the road in all that time, so he's finally got round to starting to restore it. And of course, I always go to the NG stand. And it's a good day out, it's very busy, it's always packed. Maybe you have a stop for a cup of tea and a sandwich somewhere. it's a good day out, so I enjoy that. That's in a couple of weeks. I've got more work next week. Back on my normal evening shift. So I can get back to some kind of normality. All sorts of daft hours the last month. So that's a bit of an early morning rambly type catch up boo. So I think we'll call it quits on that one. Once again, thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the day, whatever you're doing. And we'll catch up with the next boo.